This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video game, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match, and today, one of these players is going to have the opportunity to win his very own jukebox. So, players, you ready? Ready? Let's go play Starcade. Here we go. All right. Welcome to Starcade. Here we are, and as you know, these are our two contestants that we squared off against each other, so let's meet them right now. Why don't you move a little closer to me? Your name, please?
Todd Sarner.
Todd, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good. I have a son named Todd.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how funny that is, but yes, I do. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 13. I go to Keslow Middle School in San Jose, and I like programming and playing games.
Terrific. Todd, nice to have you here on the show. And your name?
Earl Mack.
I have a daughter named Earl.
That's nice.
Yes, certainly. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Earl.
Let's see. I'm 30.
So on buzzers, first one to buzz in gets to answer the question, answer correctly, and you pick the first game. Here we go. In Amador, the gorilla is being chased by A, pigs, or B, warriors? Todd?
A.
No, it's B, warriors. Warriors. Oh. Okay, too bad. Earl, that means you get to pick the first game. What's it going to be?
Oh, I think Zookeeper.
Zookeeper. Okay, that'll be the first game we'll play, and we'll ask Kevin to tell us about Zookeeper.
They give me almost nothing to work with, and I am only one man. But I do my best to keep the animals from wandering the streets. It's not an easy job to rebuild the cage because they are hungry, and they keep chomping away at it. And only the net can help once they've escaped. Until that net comes, I can only run and jump over them. But that does give me points. So do the goodies that appear. And only the animals are the danger. And I can spend a moment with my sweet Zelda if I can reach her without falling or being zonked by a coconut. It's not an easy job being a zookeeper, but somebody's got to do it.
I don't think I've ever seen sweet Zelda. Have you, Earl, in Zookeeper?
No, I don't think I have either.
All right. Well, you know, you got to keep the animals in. At the same time, if you can run over the drinks that appear, you collect extra points along with the four-leaf clovers. If the net appears, grab it and get the animals back in that you've let escape, okay?
Fine.
Good luck to you. 50 seconds on Zookeeper. Get ready, get set, play. Okay, here we go. You have 50 seconds. Good. All right. Don't leave yet. Don't leave yet. Still about 30 seconds. Gonna reset. Jump. 15 seconds. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, we're good. 10 seconds. Oops, we got it. Thank you. 70. Nice going. Very nice run. Okay, your all goes back. Here comes Todd. All right, Todd, he did pretty well. He had a little bit of trouble, but did pretty well. How are you at Zookeeper?
Pretty good.
Okay, don't forget, you heard all the advice I gave him? All right, here we go. You'll have 50 seconds also. Get ready, get set, play. $7,200 just at the last moment. Way to go. I was going by the people saying 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 instead of the buzzer. You got a nice run there, Todd. We'll be right back. We'll see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starcade. Hang on.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the 2001 Jukebox. It's microcomputer controlled with room for over 200 of your favorite records and a digital readout of the 10 most played tunes. The 2001 microcomputer controlled Music Entertainment Center furnished by Centuri. And for your jukebox from KTEL, a $250 collector's library of records from the company that brings all the great recordings together. From the country sound to the top 40 hits, they're all together from KTEL, the music leader. A great grand prize today on Starcade. Now here's Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. You know, there's an interesting story about where the word juke came from in jukebox. If we have time, I'll tell you about it later. Right now, let's recap the scores. Todd, you have a score so far of 7,200. And Earl, you have 2,970. All right, Todd's in the lead. Still, of course, one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So if you guys are ready, I have another question for you. Hands on buzzers. In Bubbles, what color does the drain flash before a cockroach comes out? A, red, or Todd?
Black. B.
No, B was green.
I mean...
It happens to be red. That's what flashes before the cockroach comes out. And, Earl, that means you get to choose the game. You need some points, or pick a game you're good at, and you can get some points at. What'll it be?
Well, how about if I just pick a game?
Okay.
How about pole position?
Pole position. All right, pole position it is. And Kevin will tell us about that. Kev?
Gentlemen, to your racing machines, the race of a lifetime is about to begin. The challenge has been made. Four tracks await: the Fuji, the Suzuka, the Seaside, and a special test track. Gentlemen, start your engines. Prepare to race for the pole position.
Okay, it's pole position 2. Now, you can pick any track you want except the test track. We figure you've passed your test already or you wouldn't be here in Starcade, right?
Right.
All right, so you pick any of the other three tracks. Fuji is the one you might be more familiar with, but I would tell you in pole position 2, things happen a lot faster than on pole position, and when you see four tires go in the air, you've made a mistake. Okay, you ought to shift about 190 miles per hour. That'll be about your best shift. You ready to go?
You bet.
Okay, here we go, Earl. Get ready. Get set. Drive.
Prepare to qualify.
Tires. 25 seconds. Here we go. 15 seconds. Really, even with the crash, that wasn't too bad at all, Earl. Congratulations. Head on back. Here comes Todd. Well, he crashed there on that hairpin turn, but he still got a pretty nice score. You ready to drive?
Yeah.
All right, it's pole position two. You heard the hints that I told him?
Yeah.
All right, any track but the test track. Get ready. Get set. Drive.
Prepare to qualify.
Hang in there. 30 seconds. Whew, that was great. Oh, no, I got you again, Todd. 15 seconds. Even with the crashes, you did great. Head on back, Todd. We're going to take a look and see who's going to get to play the name of the game board. Both of you had a chance to play Zookeeper in pole position two. Now, one of you is going to play for a special prize. We'll total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the name of the game board. Todd, you have 17,710. Earl, you have 13,200. It's you, Todd. Come on out. Well, you're having quite a run for yourself. If you turn around, please, and put your back to the board. I just want to tell you that behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you win a marvelous prize. And the reason I wanted you to turn around is because you're going to tell us who's going to tell you about the prize.
Okay, Kevin.
Right.
Right you are, Todd. If you get three out of four correct, we'll help sweeten your video fun with a $150 assortment of double truffle chocolates, double truffelettes, ecstasy pops, and double truffle cones, all yours from Double Truffle. And, Todd, if you get all four correct, you'll battle your favorite video games in the Bionic Chair. Portable and lightweight, the chair rocks, rotates, and allows back support and total freedom of movement. A futuristic way to play the Bionic Chair. And Activision's hottest new titles for a variety of home computers. River Raid, Pitfall, the Decathlon, Space Shuttle, and Enduro. A home entertainment package from Activision.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. All right, Todd, if you're ready, turn around. Look at the board in the left-hand, upper left-hand corner. Is that Macho Mouse or Mappy?
Mappy.
Mappy's right. Number two, Blueprint or Make Tracks?
Blueprint.
Yes, in the center. Eyes or Jump Bug?
Eyes.
Eyes is right. And the last one, is that Defender or Stargate?
Defender.
Yes, you got all four of them right. Good for you. You sure know your video games. You got a nice score here on Starcade. In a minute, we'll see if you can keep your lead. And we'll see in a bit who's going to go home with their own jukebox.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. Here's an inside look at one hot game, Track and Field, a decathlon competition.
Track and Field is really creating a lot of emotional impact in reference of the player getting really involved in the game. It's like players beating on the control panel, playing like bongos, and they're really sweating themselves up and really getting into the game. It's a game where you are competing against current world records based upon the person who originally starts out on the game once it's in the arcade, and then you in turn have to beat those current records, and if you're lucky to achieve those, you get registered on the screen as long as the game is in the arcade as a world record holder.
Back now to more Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. I hold the record of 8.99 in the dash in track and field. Maybe you Starcaders can beat that. This is round number two. This is the big challenge. Only one game left to play. This time only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to win that jukebox. So we'll have another question for you. And Earl, important for you, you need some points here. Here we go. In the tank maze of Tron, whose tank can fire only in the direction the tank is traveling? A, Sarks, or B, Tron's? Earl.
Sarks.
Sarks is right. Yes, good for you. Now you need some points, Earl. What are we going to play?
Robotron.
Well, you not only choose the game, you get a prize. Hey. That's a mystery game. Hey. What does Earl win, Kevin?
Earl wins the Lasonics portable AM/FM radio cassette recorder with LED display, separate bass and treble control, and a three-speaker system. A great companion at parties from Lasonic.
Fantastic.
Okay, Robotron it is, and Kevin will tell us about Robotron.
The year is 2084. Man has created super robots, and you are the only thing that stands between them and the last family on Earth. Save your fellow Earthlings from the hordes of Robotrons by putting yourself in front of them, making points as you do so. Fire on the Robotrons for more points. As you fight to save all humanity, avoid the glowing electrodes hurled in your path. You are the last hope of the world. Only you can save Mommy, Daddy, and Mikey. The future is in your hands when you play Robotron.
Not bad enough you have to save the world, you got to save Mikey, too. Man, that's...
I feel so important now.
Yes, you are important. Heavy responsibility. Earl, you need some points, but you picked a good game to make points on. If you're good at it, you can really do well. You ready to go?
Sure.
All right, good luck to you. You have 40 seconds on Robotron. Get ready, get set, play. Got it, way to go. Oh, we got you too bad. There you go. 18 seconds. Oh no, wrong way. Oh, no, don't go that either. Does it for you. Well, you got some points there, 5,800. That isn't bad. Head on back. Here comes Todd. Well, Todd, he picked Robotron there, so I don't know whether it's your game or not. What do you think?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I'm okay at it. I guess.
Kind of in the middle, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Todd, we wish you good luck. You're in the lead, as you know, 40 seconds to go. Get ready, get set, play. $18,300, Todd, for a guy that wasn't too sure of himself, you did great. Head on back. Well, Earl and Todd, not too much doubt about the outcome of this, I'm afraid. Todd, let's see. You have a grand total of 36,010 points. Earl, you have 19,000 points even. Todd, you're the winner. Congratulations. And Earl, nice to meet you.
And nice to meet you.
Some gifts for you for being here, and you got the mystery game, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, congratulations. And Todd, you're our big winner, so we have a special prize for you. Kevin will tell us about it. Kev?
Todd, you've won the Spectre Video SB328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
Well, Todd, you're having quite a day for yourself, and if your day continues the way it's been going, you're going to win yourself a jukebox. We'll see if you can do it right after these words. Okay, welcome back to Starcade. Well, Todd, you're all set to go here to try to win your own jukebox. How you feeling?
Pretty good.
I like it when you feel kind of medium, like you did before Robotron.
Medium.
Then you just wipe us out with the score there. There's still two games left unplayed, Dig Dug and Cosmic Chasm. During the commercial, we told you that if you picked Dig Dug, you'd have to score at least 2,800 points. If you pick Cosmic Chasm, you'd have to score at least 8,201 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. So what do you decide to play?
Cosmic Chasm.
That means if you score 8,201 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize, that wonderful jukebox. And Kevin will tell us about Cosmic Chasm. Todd, and you and I will go over and get ready to play. Here we go.
Come in, Earth. This is the mothership of the Cosmic Chasm Space Station. Our station has been seized by a hostile force. We cannot reclaim, so we must destroy. We are launching one of our smallest ships to maneuver through the tunnels and the chasm of the station. Our mission is to reach the central power core, destroy it, and then flee the way we came before we too are destroyed. Wish us well in the Cosmic Chasm.
Okay, Cosmic Chasm it is. I can't tell you too much about this game because I'm not very good at it. But you do have shields. Use your shield if you need it, okay?
Okay.
All right, best way to do is shoot your way in and shoot your way out again, and don't let anything touch you or you're going to be in trouble.
Okay, thanks.
Good luck to you, Todd. 8,201 points or more in 30 seconds, and you get the jukebox. Get ready, get set, play. Yeah, way to go. 20 seconds. Oh, yeah, good you got out. Yeah, you got him. Whoa, he got to you from behind. Too bad. No, God. 700, you're so close. That is really close. You're looking at that score, but we froze it before that score came up. Too bad, my friend, but you're a good player. You got some nice prizes here from Starcade. This is Jeff Edwards of Starcade. Hope to see you in the next show. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv. and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.